Gracias.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The planet is fine. The people are. Because everybody's running around trying to save the planet. Yeah. The planet doesn't need that. The planet will take care of itself. People are selfish, and that's what they're doing, is trying to save the planet for themselves to have a nicer place to live. They don't care about the planet in theory. They just care about having a comfortable place. And these people with the fires and the floods and everything, they overbuild, they put nature to the test, and they get what's coming to them. That's what I say.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
That's what's happening. Yeah, well, and I can't wait for the sea levels to rise. I can't wait for some of these. I can't wait for some of these cities to disappear.
I can't swim, George.
Yeah. There are places that are going to go away. The map is going to change, and that's because the real nature. And people think nature is outside of them. They don't take into them the idea that we are part of it. They say, oh, we're going for a nature walk. We're going to the country because we like nature. Nature's in here. And if you're in tune with it, like the Indians, the Hopis especially, the balance of life, the balance, the harmony of nature, if you understand that, you don't overbuild. You don't do all this moron stuff.
The Don and Mike Show.
I love him. I love him.
How about old George Carlin, huh?
Curmudgeon-y, mean old George.
Buenos dias.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Su día ya viene llegando.
Bueno.
Hey, Don, I'm waiting for the sea levels to rise.
Come to my house.
Rob's got the sea levels.
Wow.
Somebody give me a C.
Scary.
Su día ya viene llegando.
I like that one.
What have we done with the innocence?
We did the rejoinder, right?
All right, then we're back.
Yeah, baby. We're back, and hi, everybody. My girlfriend had to have a mammogram today, and I don't think guys know how much that hurts. Especially if you got something up there.
Well, if a woman's ever told you, you know how much it hurts.
If you're packing up there. Jan had to go back for whatever the thing is, the follow-up. She's fine. They right. did the thing right. where they check everything out.
Good.
And she had to go for the follow-up today. And, you know, a lot of times we hear stuff like this from our women. Mm-hmm. I got to go through this. It's not really good. And, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody of when I hear that, of going, I know. It's, yeah. Try having a doctor put his finger up your rear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, grabbing your sack and stuff. Well, I got to hear pretty much exactly what it's like.
Yeah. It's kind of a crushing thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Flattening.
Yeah, it is.
It's really like, you know how it was explained to me one time? It's as if when they do that check for us, that cough check for
Jenna
us,
told me it would
if
be
they
like,
squeezed.
She said it would be like if they put a man's nuts in between two waffle irons and push them together.
Or vice. Yeah. Yeah, they do say that we don't realize that when we're looking at that part of a woman and we're admiring it, and we're lusting after it, and we're, you know, it's the focal point of all of our sexual energy, we're not realizing that they hurt.
And plus,
like if you bump a woman with your elbow or something, you can really cause a lot of pain.
As an added bonus, not that either one of us thinks that we're in a spot to bring another little one into this world. I mean, I'm going to be 50 next year, and Jan is 43.
Right.
But she still takes whatever the pill is. And the side effect of this pill is a side effect that I have no problems with. It really, literally, one of the side effects is it makes your boobs bigger.
Right. Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, sensitive, more sensitive.
Yeah, but, Mike, if you have a gentle touch, there's no problem with that.
Yeah, I forgot that you are the gifted lover. That'll be your second book. You've actually started writing that one, too, The Gifted Lover.
Tongue of Silk.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. The silken tongue. But
Tongue of Silk, Girth of Pepsi.
Thank you.
That's the full working title.
Thank you for remembering.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt for her today when she was talking about going in. And she was saying, you know, you think it's great that I've gained a little bit up in the boob area. You don't know. And I heard what it was like, and I have empathy, and that's all I want to say.
Very good.
Because I have empathy. And
well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a very, very nice thing. I've heard that from women before, mm-hmm. that, you know, that is a bit of a painful process to get that done. And in fact, I think that modern medicine is trying to come up with ways of doing that test without necessarily having to go through that type
of thing. It's
supposed
to be like
it's that difficult.
Some type of, like, open MRI.
Yeah.
Something where you just lay down.
Right.
You know, I always, well, the lady would just lay down and go into the tube.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, very similar to an MRI where you'd be able to get the same information, and I don't, you know, I hope they're able to do that.
I just told her, though, you know, I told you, you're fine.
Yeah.
No one.
You've already checked.
There is no doctor on the face of the earth that spends more time looking for lumps than me. Really, I live for it.
Find them. You're constantly exploring.
I cop a feel in the morning.
It's a daily deal.
I cop a feel first thing when I get up in the morning.
Right.
I cop a feel when I'm lucky enough when she's not wearing a bra when I come downstairs for coffee in the morning.
Right.
I cop a feel daytime, nighttime, Saturday too. Anytime. We open our doors.
You're a feeling man.
I'm a groper.
But it's good. It's the good kind of groping.
I'm a toucher.
It's
a groper.
It's groping. It's groping your woman. That's what matters.
And tonight,
Gropo the clown.
Tonight, I ask you not. It will be a tender touch.
Yeah. Ah, very nice. Yes, because you'll be aware. Well, is this a lingering thing? Is this something that lasts for a while, or is it like when men get it down there, where you kind of get that oh, and then you get over it after a while?
Well, I know that when she had this done, this was whatever the follow up is that she had to have done.
The heebie-jeebies thinking about it.
But she had it done before. There was actually there were little like bruise spots.
Ow!
Yeah.
On the side.
It's fierce.
It's not fun.
And they, you know, they did that thing where they do a biopsy just to make sure. Oh. And that's like sticking the little thing right in there. And that
well, Jesus,
hurts
it's 2007. Don't you think we could be, shouldn't we be further along in Star Trek medicine?
Yes, we should.
Where they can scan us with some kind of thing without having to poke and prod and do
I
all that.
I said I would write a note, tell the doctor they taste great. Nothing wrong there.
You know, when I was having my physical last week, I was realizing that the type of medicine that is practiced, when you really think about it, when he's going over your chest and he's doing the
palpate,
the tap thing, mm-hmm. isn't that done in the 1800s? Wasn't that done in the 1800s to see if it's a hollow sound or a solid sound, whether you have something in there?
I don't know if it goes that far back.
Well,
but
it seems like it's antiquated.
It still works. It's very effective.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish they'd come up with like a little machine where you know they'd scan you like they do when they're checking you for firearms. At a sporting event.
Right. You know? What you want is the world that I want, which is not going to be around in our lifetime, which is the Star Trek medicine.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad.
When Dr. Crusher would just pull out a Sharpie mm-hmm. and go, hold on, stand there for a second, Rob. Oh, you have colitis of the butt.
Ulcerative colitis, yeah.
Turn right. around and let me shoot you with a ray gun. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way every time my doctor puts a leech on me. It's like, can't we get past this?
Well, that's what happens when you go to the budget buster with the leeches.
Leeches are back.
The leeches. But, hey, he doesn't have tired blood anymore.
Lots of vim.
That's another thing from Quiz Show the other day. Tired blood. Geritol.
Thank you, Charlie.
Geritol for tired blood. We used to buy that.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Joe, are you back there, Joe?
There he is.
Hi, Joe.
Joe, are we making any progress on that Wendy Rieger thing?
Yes, it'll be ready in the next break.
Thank you very hard.
Wonderful.
Wow. Joe was, hey, Joe, where'd you get that from, DCR TV?
Well, I got hip to it. But it's on the internet.
Yeah, so Joe just came to me before, I like your enthusiasm. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
He came right before the show today and said there's a great tape. He was looking at that website, and there was a link to a tape of Wendy Rieger, who's an anchor person, mm-hmm. an anchor lady, an anchor chick for NBC here in D.C.
Right.
And she's talking about what it takes to get ahead in the business, and apparently at one point she says, and I just had to shut the door, and I left, and I just said, F you!
That's Wendy. Yeah. So. That's A.U. Wendy. She's a tough bird, that one. She
Joe
truly
said that,
is.
You know, that there's a lot of stuff coming out of her mouth
yeah.
that maybe Channel 4 would not necessarily want to put in one of those promos where they're talking about your News 4
That's
family.
That's interesting. I'd love to hear that. I really would.
Well, we would. He's working on it right now because we got a deal beep beep thing mm-hmm. to get all that stuff out of there. And we never called the DJ Albro. This is a guy who's in Indianapolis at radio station WKLU. And this jerk-off is attempting to break the world record
oh, yeah.
for the longest radio broadcast in history.
Did you say this was college radio?
I believe so.
I think it's a real station.
It's a real station, or is it a college station?
It's a real commercial station.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well,
you know, used to call us college radio.
Abbas.
Don Imus did. I don't know if they're college radio or not. Those college radio guys.
Call us that now. It'll help. Please.
All right. So it says call anytime.
Uh-huh. Well, this wouldn't count.
I don't know. I don't know if they're on or not.
He's hoping other DJs will call and give him support. He started at midnight Monday, this past Monday, and he's going to stay on the air until Saturday.
You know what I call that? Great stunt. Great stunt. It's almost as good as scooter races. And, hey, we are hitting on all eight. I have an enormous progress to report on that.
Oh, please do while we wait for the guy to pick up the phone. Take the time.
Oh, go you ahead. Want me to do that now?
Yes.
Perhaps Monday. Perhaps Monday I'll give you a progress report because we have changed the potential for vehicles.
Ah.
Not necessarily scooters. You know those little mini bikes?
Yeah, we talked about
those. Those little mini bikes you see in the stores they sell sometimes. You know, the real little like Shriner mini bikes?
Yeah.
That might be the vehicle of choice as opposed to scooters.
Okay.
Well, for liability.
Whatever. What do you mean for liability?
But for liability. I'm on the case with this, right, Rob? Liability issues. It's a parking lot, you know?
You're not on the case with this.
Huh?
You're not?
I made today 13 or 14 phone calls to
you are,
different
oh
individuals
God.
that sold anything from minibikes to ATVs to scooters to
you
motorcycles.
You made 13 phone calls
yes,
today.
Yes, about 13 phone calls talking to a variety of people and made a lot of progress.
Do you swear on your mother's life?
I think that's a little, you know, whether it would be 13 might be... not exactly the number. I wouldn't want to swear because if it wasn't the exact number.
Do you swear on your mother's life that you made one phone call?
Well, one is, you know, once again, we're talking about an exact number.
The loneliest number.
Yeah, we're talking about an exact number, and whether I would want to put one down is, you know, that'd be a stretch. I'm not a fan of the swearing on people's lives. I've never been comfortable with that. Just that it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. But I do have...
Your party is not answering.
Oh. No
S. Please, try your call later.
Well, it's a request line.
Not even a... I will tell you this, that in my mind, I have a very, very clear picture of how this thing's going to go. And I don't think I'm overstating it when I say it is going to be fabulous.
Sure.
I mean, it is going to be outrageous. I really, you know, it's funny you were mentioning Wendy Rieger because we might as well prepare for all the local news stations to be covering it.
Well, I know if it's...
That's how big it's going to be. And what have you decided what suit you want to wear?
I know if it's an OMP, I'm going to be there.
If it's a what?
An OMP.
What's an OMP?
OMP. An O'Mara production.
An O'Mara production. I like that.
Because I know you don't sweat the details.
All right. Arim. That's like Harpo.
O'Mara backwards.
Arimo. An Arimo production.
All right, well, this guy is not going to get any help from us because he's just not answering his request.
Have you decided what charity you want to do this for? Have you put any thought into that at all? Because, I mean, I'm certainly, you know, arranging the production, but, you know, I thought I'd give you last dibs on that one because
as
I know that's important.
Always, the Gay Men's Choir of Washington, D.C.,
Very
Mike.
Good. Gay Men's Choir. And, well, you know what? God, this is how these things work. This is what makes them take care of themselves because there you go picking your charity, and now we have someone to sing the national anthem, which I think is going to be very, very special.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, man. You know the little clip they keep playing about that genital herpes commercial?
Yeah, man. That little clip. Hold on. Let me find it again. It's a good one.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Then run, brother.
Run for your lives.
Yes, what about that fabulous clip?
I have a fantastic story that I think you might just enjoy, man.
Oh, now, really, you're selling this now. It's a fantastic story that we might enjoy.
That'll be good.
Yeah. Okay, so I had an ex-girlfriend. She broke up with me, and she decided to get back at me by trying to go after one of my friends at the time, not knowing that one of my friends...
May I ask a question early on?
What's that?
Could you tell the story just a little bit faster? Just a little bit.
I disagree. As you
you
know,
like the pace?
I have a problem with comprehension. I wish you would slow down a little bit for me. And could you start over, please?
Start over, yes. All right, well, Don's the boss, so you have to do what he says.
Well worth it. Okay. I had my girlfriend. she broke up with me. They tried to go out with one of the guys, one of my boys at the time, to get back at me.
Yeah.
One of my boys.
Not knowing that the guy.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Mike.
Yeah.
You totally derailed my train of thought. Please start over, and I'm really going to concentrate.
Yeah, Don really does want you to go slower.
A little slower, please. Come on now.
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
The ex-girlfriend got with one of the ex-boyfriends.
Slower, please.
And decided.
Slower.
That
almost,
she was going.
Listen, hold on. I hate to put it in these terms. Imagine you're talking to a retarded person or a 3-year-old kid. Please start over again now.
Damn it! You're not going to let me get to the best part.
I am, if you'll please deliver. Okay. If you'll deliver the story in a way
like you're talking to a child.
If a way I could, okay, in a way I could understand it.
Okay. Here we go. I had an ex-girlfriend, and she decided that to get back at me, that she was going to go after one of my best friends.
Okay, keep it sing-songy like this, so I think.
Yeah, like Tom Hanks on his website.
Like I'm listening to a nursery rhyme now.
There you go.
Okay.
And see, what she did not know is while he was in the Navy a few years back, he took a trip down to Thailand. And in Thailand, he happened to pick up the exact same disease that is mentioned on that commercial.
Excellent.
Herpes.
Okay.
Now, she did not know this, but he did, and I did, and she thought that she was going to get back at me by sleeping with this young fellow. And now, instead of just one person having it,
you know,
it's actually a good thing.
I'm
going to
give this guy a round of applause.
It's really a good thing he slowed down. Once, you know, I really understood, I was just kidding, but once
I love the story. I do love the story.
It's pretty good.
Being careful. It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You know, sir, a lot of people would have given up with that because we were kind of playing with you there, but you hung in there, and I actually ended up liking the story a whole lot.
I know you would enjoy it. That's the only stuck around radio guys.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi, honey.
I have a request for you.
Yes, darling.
Could you call home and give Colonel Klink the location of that dead deer so he can bring you an early Christmas present?
That's the lady referring to that first sketch.
Right. Bye!
Yes, people love dead animal stories.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Mike.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Kath.
It's who?
Kath, your sister, fat ass.
Oh, hi, sis. How are you? Kathy, it's so good to hear from you. How you been?
I've been pretty good.
I was kind of looking to maybe get a call last night during the game, but I didn't hear from you.
I was a little emotional.
I love it when your sis calls the show.
You know,
Mike.
My sister doesn't call often enough, and we rarely, if ever, hear her on the show, and it's always a pleasure. What can I do for you, sis?
I was a little emotional thinking of Dad, you know, the way he used to hold his highball glass till it almost tipped over.
Yeah, love that. Did he do that? You know, you were 7 years older than I was, Kathy, so... I remember that story. Did he do the same thing when you'd come in, you know, in high school?
Yes.
Yeah. So how's Paul and the kids? How's everybody doing?
Same old.
Oh, good to hear from my sister.
What's it like being Mike O'Mara's sister?
It sucks.
Really? You know, thank you. That's my sister, Kathy.
And you, like all New Englanders, you call her sis.
No, I really don't.
I'm kidding. Isn't that something that you see only in TV and right. in the movies? Hey, sis.
I would call her Kathy. That'd be about it. That's what I would call her.
Hello. This is the Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, Radio God.
Hey, how are you anyway?
I think the scooter race is a great idea, but I want you to check out YouTube and type in fat guys on scooters.
Really?
The fourth guy down. That's got to be Don.
You mean there's an entire subsection on YouTube of fat guys on scooters?
Yeah, and scooters, if you just type in scooters, this is a worldwide thing. People are doing weird things with scooters and jumping them and having rallies. I mean, it's amazing. It blew me away, too. The other day I was just goofing on the thing, and I just could not believe it. But
All right, we'll look into it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Put him on hold, please.
Yeah, I'll put him on hold. There you go. He's on hold. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Gee, it's not flashing like it's on hold, is it?
No, it isn't. I'll call him back, though.
Sure you will.
It'll be 14.
Thank you, Charlie.
14 calls. Thank you, Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Hey, I heard y'all was talking about black, spotting a black guy earlier.
Yeah.
Speaking of black guys, where is my man Rob at?
Rob's sitting in the back of the studio.
What's up?
No, Rob, the angry mailman, Bobby.
Oh, where's Robert the mailman?
He
was on the show the day I had the root canal, right?
He's right above my right shoulder.
He's in Boston this week.
Mike has a gigantic photo of Robert the mailman on his jet ski that's been blown up to poster size.
With
the heck out of here.
It appears to be a Chicago Bulls basketball uniform that he's wearing.
And a big Dr. Seuss hat.
Top hat and Elvis Presley sunglasses.
It was taken right after he stole that jet ski.
Right after he stole it.
There you go.
Hi, Robert.
All right, man.
Goodbye. See you later.
Bye-bye. He's got fans everywhere.
Hi, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to comment on that herpes commercial.
Yes.
They say that 70% of the people get it without a sign of a flare-up. So that means like 40% of the people see it?
Well, yes, that would be right if it was 110%.
Pretty good.
Because 70 and 40 is 110%.
So 70%.
I'm sorry to get all mathematical on your ass.
Yeah, but everything once again ties in together because that percentage is what I'm putting into the scooter races.
110%.
110%.
That's what I'm putting 70% into it. Show a flare-up, and then, I mean, with no show of a flare-up, then they...
Well, hold on. If you're talking about genital herpes, though, you know, and that's why, once again, I bring up the lemon juice. You're occasionally in a dark room, and if you do not choose to have certain pre-activities, you dive right in, and you might be into a difficult situation.
You understand, you keep the little thing of lemon juice, like a little thing of holy water, right next to your bed. And
works in the dark.
Very discreetly, you just dip your fingers in, and then you say, oh, you're lovely, and if she, you know, gives you one of these.
I highly recommend always taking a small flashlight with you.
Oh, that's very romantic, I imagine.
And practical.
I recommend it.
I bet you get laid all the time. All the time, man. You got to be Mr. Poontang, right?
I do all right.
Right? Yeah.
You don't bring a flashlight into the bedroom.
Isn't intercourse great?
I'm a retired mechanic. I got a little flashlight with a little tube on the end of it. You can poke it behind your ear, and it just looks right in there.
Yeah, but what does the chick say when you're doing that?
They don't know.
Well, how do they know? What, so much in ecstasy, they're not even looking at you?
No, the woman can't speak. She has duct tape on her mouth.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm right here.
Can I give you an update on, like, motorcycle safety?
Yeah, because it certainly doesn't sound like you've suffered any major head injury.
Well, no, I'm racked up about 250,000 miles on motorcycles.
That's pretty significant, yeah.
The best thing you can do is when you're riding, pretend you're invisible.
That's good advice. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Well, I was planning on going for a ride this weekend, and what I'm going to do is, like, wear a trench coat, wrap myself with white tape, just wear sunglasses.
Pretend you're invisible.
It was Chevy Chase, wasn't it? That was the last person to make that movie?
Yeah.
The Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
That's exactly what I'll do.
That's good.
I do understand what he's saying, though. You know, you pretend you're invisible. It means you assume no one can see you, because it's really kind of true.
That part's true.
That's part of the training class that
I understand
got.
That, but you could also take it another way, literally. You know, hey, I can drive over in traffic. Nobody can see me. I'm invisible.
Yeah, that's right. I can drive right through this car.
But what... But wouldn't they see your motorcycle?
Buzz, you can't do that during
the motorcycle. You're right. The motorcycle would have to be invisible, too.
Did you see what Buzz
did? It's not as good as the picture that I put on your birthday card, Mike.
No, Buzz went to YouTube and found the fat guys on scooters.
This is the fourth one down that he recommended.
God. Oh, that motivates me for the races.
I tell you what.
Off to the races.
Yep.
I ain't nearly that fat.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
You're about the size of that guy's leg.
That's good for me.
Oh, and it shows him really riding.
There he goes.
He's fatter than all of us, even fatter than me.
That's not a scooter, technically.
No,
though,
that's a little bike.
That's a mini bike.
That's a mini bike.
Talking about those as well.
Actually, he's really fat. That's a Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm. A Holly.
Holly.
One more call. We got to do a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
So make it a dynamite call. Come on.
Dynamite.
Hey, I have a question for Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
Buzz. Have you any olives, sir?
Have I any olives? No.
You got, I mean, you know, you, and you I'm even sorry. You even implored the caller.
I feel make like.
The, you kind of gave him a pep talk there.
Yeah.
I feel I attracted this somehow.
And he even said it wrong. It's have you no
have
olives.
Have you no olives. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What an
ass. Don.
Hello, yes.
For those who remember.
Life officially now sucked out of me. That's it.
That's good, though. It's well into the show.
It's corpse time. How you doing? I look like a Halloween costume right now. I'm the undead. I could be in 28 days, whatever that vampire movie is.
30 Days of Night.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Yes, he works on the show. What can we do for you?
It's a shame that his phone dropped out because I really think that was going to be the best call that we had.
He's still there. Nope, he's gone.
Watch this one.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
Let it ride, poker.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Isn't it ironic that in the year 2007, the doctors are still practicing medicine instead of performing it?
Stephen Wright.
All right, Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of us looking for the observational humor. You're right, though, Mike. It was
more Stephen Wright. It would have to be a ripoff.
Low energy.
Stephen Wright.
Low energy. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why am I rooting for B-Movie to be a tremendous flop, even though I don't think it's got a chance because it's got everything built in, yeah. It's got all the stars, but when I see Jerry on TV promoting it, and now that I've seen the clips, mm-hmm. and I realize that the clip of the little bee, it's got him doing that high voice thing that you do, Rob.
Is this going to be a bee?
You know what sucks really about all those animated features
I'm really rooting.
Now?
I'm hoping that this is the one that families say, you know, we've seen this type of animation a million times already.
The guy Ethan from My Name is Earl that we were talking to yesterday, and he brought this up. With 6% of actors in the union that are working today, and now these feature films, back in the day when these feature animated features used to be these great not on camera actors that mm-hmm. had these amazing voices and did all these great things. Mm-hmm. And now it's what celebrity can we get next? And when you go to them
for 2 days of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you go and you watch these movies and they've got occasionally they work, but most of the time they don't work.
It's vanity. It's,
right.
It's the star. I've got a kid now.
Yep, exactly.
I gotta make you don't understand Daddy's TV show.
Right.
But look at this. Daddy's a bee.
Oh, and what's the next movie coming out with Jada Pinkett, Will Pinkett, Jada Smith?
Daddy, I want my puree with diamonds, please.
Well, make sure you don't read Mommy's book. Read the real lady's book that wrote it.
The real lady was on the Today Show today.
Was she bitching about Seinfeld?
She was very funny because they brought it up after she made blueberry spinach chocolate or whatever crap she was making.
Yeah. Blueberry spinach chocolate.
But I really find myself rooting against Jerry Seinfeld, and I think it's the promotional blitz with all of those stupid vignettes on NBC where he presents himself as, hey, guess what? I'm so great. Here's a small film. If you're smart like me, you're going to think it's funny and wish I was back.
I mean, he is the epitome of smug. He really is.
But if he does well with this project, he'll have enough money to retire.
Hi. Donna Mike Show.
Jerry
Hello.
Seinfeld.
Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, you know, Chevy Chase was not the last person to make a Invisible Man movie. Kevin Bacon made Hollow Man.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hollow Man.
And Hollow Man is really a good movie.
Great movie.
Who's the chick in that movie?
Oh,
she is.
Oh, man, the one that he abuses.
Kira Sedgwick, isn't it?
That's right, his wife.
Hot as balls.
Yep, and they became
Mike,
yes.
You and I have something in common. I have a sister that's named Kathy who's also 7 years older than I am.
Oh, really? Does she have as deep a voice as my sister?
No, she's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
I really was. That was not a laugh. I was choking.
That's what I was looking for. That's right. A good out.
That is a good out. We'll be somebody dying.
She's dead.
Deeper voice.
Okay, now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.